Hey guys, this is Toggle. Welcome to Season 2 of Kangaroo Crossing, where finally we're starting up the new season, not with a very nice note, but a bitter note. But after this, we should be going to higher notes. So without further ado, let's start the show. Furries, I'm about as fun-loving as the next furry, obviously, and I really like being nice. It's part of who I am. I consider it to be a strong character trait of mine, and I'm quite proud of it. But someone out there has actually gotten me to the point where just being nice doesn't work anymore, and someone out there really needs to be stopped. I'm referring to furry.ca's owner and administrator, Ben, or Benjamin, or the Liger. Now, you may not know about him, and if you don't, this episode may not be for you. I'm making this episode specifically because of the fact that he has hurt me, my friends, people close to me, people I don't even know, but still hurt them very badly. For those people, I'm making this podcast. Now, the first part of this will be me addressing the issues I find most important in this, which is the story and what happened. Again, this is about furry.ca's owner, Benjamin. To tell the truth, furry.ca, it's a forum. It's the very first forum I ever went to for furry. I'm proud of the fact that I found it and it got me into really liking Canada and making my decision to want to move there. It helped me come to terms with being furry and helped me develop myself as a fur. I met a lot of good friends there. I made a lot of good connections, and for that, I am thankful. Eventually, I did what a lot of you podcast viewers end up seeing a lot of. I'm sorry about that. But I ended up having to leave because I had problems at home. I had major problems at home, to say the least, to say the most. However you want to put it, I had to go. Anyway, it ended up being so that while I was offline, I heard about a few members making their own forum and going off and starting a new branch. And the person I heard it from was She-Wolf. Some of you who are avid listeners know She-Wolf by now. Again, great person. She's one of my favorite people, favorite furs, favorite most things in the entire world. She's helped me meet a lot of good people. She's helped me come to terms with a lot of things. She's helped me through the rough times, the good times, the bad times, and she is a friend that cannot be replaced. So, you know, I love you, She-Wolf! Oh god, she should be doing a podcast, not me. She's a great speaker. But to get to the point, I heard about a new forum from her, and she is not the one who ran this one, but after that one had a few issues here and there, nothing I'm going to talk about here, because I still respect some of the stuff that went on there. She went on to make her own forum. She became the admin. She has her set of moderators, and I moved there. Now, I haven't been on there in a while because I've been trying to deal with a lot of my issues, but a lot of stuff happened even while I was there, and after a lot of thought and a lot of talking to people, a lot of research, I've come to the decision that this is probably a good decision to make on my part, because She-Wolf and her forum were, well, to stick with the political elections you're in right now, a lot of mud was flung at her. A lot of shitty, crappy, horrible mud was thrown at her by Benjamin. And frankly, it's bullshit in his mouth, the fact that he even tries to do this kind of stuff. He has accused her of pretending to be a different board member and accused her of faking an identity and basically looking for sympathy. And then went on to say, how can a person who owns a forum do something like that? And stuck to that. Now, I've looked into this. Again, this is one of those things I had to leave out someone, because enough people have been hurt in this situation. But he accused her of this because of a similar IP address, of a fake photo being used, and anything else he could find to try and prove his point. Now, I looked into these points, and people can have similar IP addresses, it happens. The photo that was faked, well, how many of you actually want to go out there and put up your real picture? I haven't put up many pictures of myself. I mean, most of you guys just envision me as that nice little icon by your iPod or whatever you're listening to me on, and I like it that way. I don't have to go online to be known by my real face. I go online to live the life I want to live. So, it's okay to sometimes pretend you're someone else. I mean, kind of part of being furry. Now, using a fake photo may not be a great idea, but that was her decision, and no one should have really got on her about that. They should have talked to me personally or something like that, but no. They instead made this bullshit accusation, tried to drag She-Wolf in the mud, and it pissed me off. It hurt a lot of people. More so, anyone who tried to defend her on his board would get kicked out or banned immediately. One of these people includes me. I went around and did a lot of research trying to find out whether or not his accusations were true. I took a lot of time, I talked to a lot of people, and I came up with a certain thing I wanted to say. I was ready to put it up, I was ready to post it, and what ended up happening is I decided to do the honorable thing. I went directly to him. I sent a note that said, I'm going to post this certain podcast. I'm going to post, and that wasn't a podcast at the time, actually, it was a thread. It was a comment to put in a thread. But at the time, I put all my information together. I said I was going to post this comment. I was going to post everything I found. I was going to put my statement out there, and I wanted him to know. I wanted him to know exactly what I was going to put down. And I said that if you decide to delete this, if you decide to kick me off, if you do either one of these, I will be obligated to try and use a podcast to tell the truth. Because just because you decide to delete the truth and let everyone think one thing does not mean that I can't go about on different roads and make sure people know the truth. I was banned, and several months later, after a lot of thought and a lot of reasoning, I came to this. He not only did these crimes, but he also ignored other people's pleas, other people who, in fact, defended him at one point on his stand, and ended up hurting two people who are also good friends of mine, one of which actually stopped me from posting this earlier. I'm not going to name names again, but essentially someone was bothering this couple, and this person came on to furry.ca, and this couple went directly to Ben and asked him to keep her off, to keep her from being there. And he didn't. And more so, when they kept on trying to get her to stop being there, he banned them instead. Now, sure, it's his right as an admin, but the things that this girl did, again, going to keep names out, the things that this girl did were not exactly honorable. He hurt this couple, and the only reason she was there was to, again, hunt after this couple. So, he hurts people near him. If you think you're on your side, you're not. He'll easily toss you into the fire and not even give a damn about what happens to you. He's done this many times before. The main reason that no one's going to be able to stop him, though, is the fact that he does have his own place to say everything. A lot of people are afraid of getting kicked out because they have met a lot of people there and have nowhere else to go, they think, if they get kicked out. Also, all those moderators are directly under him and will listen to everything you say without any discretion. I've talked to one moderator, and I will not say that all of them are completely blind, but for the most part, there's no way that they'll listen, that they'll actually go away from what Ben says and listen to other people. So, furry.ca is an impenetrable fortress of ignorance. Now, I don't hate the forum itself, as, again, I did start there. But the admin angers me very much. For the things he's done to my friends, I can assure you, I will never be going back on there, even if I had the chance to. As, again, he did ban me. I'm sending this out here mostly as a warning. If you are considering going to this forum, be warned. He will not care about you. He will kick you out easily. If you get in his path, if you get in his way, if you take the spotlight off of him for 1 second, he will burn you and leave you for dust. He has hurt people before, and he will do it again and again and again. He has also done things that are not legal in some senses. He's actually known to be an avid flasher on cameras. Now, this wouldn't be as big of an issue if he wasn't doing it to underage girls. That's right, he has flashed someone who is underage before. And I'm sure he's done other things, because, hey, he's Ben. I'm making this podcast mostly for my friends. Believe me, I'm not the kind to usually get angry. But Ben has pushed too far. I will end up saying this, though, and I will stick to my following statement. If he has anything to say back to me, or if anyone else has anything to say to me, I am willing to listen, I am willing to take your comments, your concerns, and put them into serious thought. The reason I'm being very one-sided right now is because I've actually sent as many messages as I can, and as many ways as I can, for Ben to tell his side of the story, or try to defend himself on some of these aspects, some of these stories, some of these little tales that have gone by. And he has turned them all down. So, even now, Ben, or anyone else, if you want to tell me your side of the story, I'll listen. But I've been doing enough research into this to know that Ben is not a nice guy. Ben is not a good fellow. And his forum is his own little world, and I wouldn't suggest for anyone to be caught up in it. Now, again, no, maybe this isn't again, maybe this is the first time. Allow me to make this statement. I'm not trying to do this to put the fame or fortune on the forum I usually support, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to warn people. If you are scared of being kicked out of this forum, or if you want to go somewhere else, I would say the forum I usually go to, furforyou.net, it's a fun forum, but you don't have to go there. It's up to you. It's your choice. What I would also probably put out there is the fact that he has shown numerous times that he really dislikes any other forum other than his own. It's part of the reason he went after She-Wolf. It's part of the reason that he's gone after the forum before that one. He doesn't like competition, not even in the slightest bit, because he wants to be the number one. He wants to be in charge of everything. He wants everyone to come to him for everything. He's even said before that he was happy when another forum crashed and burned. Competition is one thing. Wanting other people to fail utterly, I mean, it's not like they're making any money. It's just places for people to hang out. So, frankly, I think this is kind of egotistic of him, and it just furthers my point to dislike him as a person. I don't dislike the thing he made, I dislike him as a person. Now, I'm going to kind of finish off my little rant against him by saying that I myself am personally never going there again, and I encourage others, if they want to, should never go there again. I'm not going to tell you to do anything, because it is your choice. But if this doesn't sound right to you, if it sounds kind of unjust, then tell others about this. Tell others what he's done, and maybe Leave them be. Leave them alone. Don't go there. Don't scratch his ego. Just let him sit there in his own little world thinking he's okay, until finally, when no one else is around him in his own little world, he doesn't know what to do. Well, sorry for the little morbid podcast. The next one should be happier. After all, if I don't cheer up, then I won't be able to do the fun things I'm going to be able to do soon. Just so you guys know, this little kangaroo here is actually trying to get his stuff together and head on up to Canada to go see his one true love. Doesn't that sound like fun? Yeah, I guess even I'm kind of nervous about this, and frankly, a lot of us are kind of doing this lately, finding the person they love and going after them, and I don't want anyone out there who's kind of lonely to feel that I'm trying to hurt them or anything, but, you know, I would say this much. If there's someone out there and you really feel like they're the right person, and you should really take a moment to think what's important in your life, I realize what's important in mine, and I'm going to go after it with everything I have, and I'm not going to let anything stand in my way. And I encourage anyone else out there to do the same. I would also say that the Roo is kind of low on money. I'm not going to start saying, you know, ooh, podcasts are being charged, or, you know, be annoying, but, you know, if anyone out there feels like, I don't know, donating a little money, you know, I'm certainly not going to complain. I'm so poor. It's up to you. If anyone does feel like dropping a couple bucks, email roocrossing@gmail.com, roocrossing@gmail. If anyone just wants to drop a line and say they might, you know, drop a little bit of cash here or there, I'll kind of set up a PayPal. I'm not really sure how to do most of this stuff yet. But, you know, I figure another part of, you know, growing up, or at least trying to get what I want to be done, is asking for help. So if anyone out there really wants to help, I'm willing to accept help. I have no obligation. You don't have to do it, and it's up to you completely. But the Roo is very, very, very poor. More Roo crossings will be on the way as soon as I have more time. Obviously, it's been, you know, kind of rough. But other than that, I guess all I can do is finish this off with the usual words to live by, words to follow, words. And tonight, whatever time it is there, you know, frankly, I'm not quite there next to you, or am I? So I can't really tell what time it is, but I'm going to read one of my favorite excerpts from one of my favorite books. For those of you who don't know, this kangaroo here is a big fan of Eric Garcia. He wrote the books Anonymous Rex, Casual Rex, and Hot and Sweaty Rex, and I actually got to do a little bit of an email exchange with him for a very short little while. And by short little while, I mean he responded to one email, and I pretty much freaked out and was like, oh my god. The three books I mentioned are all actually anthro books, though Eric Garcia himself isn't really, you know, reported as an anthro, but it's about dinosaurs living in our time disguised as humans, which can't get much more anthro than that, except, you know, scalies. But basically, it's a detective novel, it's a sci-fi, it's a mystery, it's funny, it's hilarious. And one of my favorite lines, actually, is in a chapter after having a rather lovely fight. And it's one of my favorite lines because, to me, no one can be more badass than the following lines. He has just arrived at the hotel, he has just tried to check in, and he says the following. I know it's coming. Head it off. If you say you don't have a room, I tell him, my brain already sleeping, dreaming. Let the body do all the work. If you say I need a reservation, if you even think about uttering the words, I am sorry, sir, I will leap behind that counter and bite your ears off. I will tear out your eyes and feed them to you. I will rip out your nostrils and plug them up your anus. And what's more? What is more? I will make sure you will never, ever father a child, and I will do so in the most horrible, evil, mind-numbing way that your little mind can imagine. So unless you enjoy hearing yourself shriek in agonizing, blood-curdling, down-on-your-knees pain, I suggest you take my credit card, give me a key, and tell me what y'all are ready to take. My accommodations in the presidential suite are just lovely. As always, later. Still here? Seriously, skip to the next song or something. Okay, seriously, go. Bye. Okay, if you don't start leaving, if you don't start turning off this podcast, I will be forced to sing, and nobody wants that. You know what? Fine, I'll end it myself. Here, let me do it for you.